what happened with Peshmerga? Peshmerga, okay. Uksei te'enim, shem mechubar esparim mevachem, wrong Mishnah here. Zeisim shekavashem b'chay metz b'yayin, b'chayetz b'chayim b'tarfayim ima olam b'tliv shalohem. Here the leaves, here. Here you have over here, you have the zeisim, the olives, mm-hmm. and you have the leaves. You took the whole thing over here and you put it into a container. You see that? Oil. What's it over here?
They're making oil? That's the way they made oil?
No, that's another. Let's see. Pickled. They pickled. Let's see. No, sorry. Vinegar. This doesn't make oil. Only they squeeze this. You're not making oil. You're making a dish. You're making some type of borscht. Some type of food.
But these are olives.
Yeah.
And they're putting it into
a container that has vinegar or wine. And the purpose of doing that is somehow you're going to flavor the vinegar with the wine. I don't know what else you have here.
Probably flavoring the olives, no?
Maybe. The chaymets or b'yayin k'yetzvichem v'tarfeim im ha'olim shalochem toherim k'loymar sh'ein ha'olim lo yad v'l'shomer l'zeisim. So now when you take it out of this container, it's all soggy. And the leaves no longer have the status of a yad or a shomer.
Once the leaves and the branches, right?
The leaves, right, nothing. The only thing which, so it's, no, it's only the leaves. It says, no, it doesn't say it's only the leaves. The leaves, bitar fehen, the leaves, we're not discussing the branch. The leaves no longer have din shomer. Zeisim shekvashan bitar fehen toharim, chodlu ha'olim l'shtamish yad l'zeisim shuv enem mevim as a tumma l'zeisim. The leaves no longer have a status of
the leaves. Who said the leaves ever had a status as a yad? It's always the branches we talk
no,
about.
No, the leaves
we
also have status. No, I think the halacha, obviously from this mission, it's very clear that under normal circumstances, the leaves do have the status of a yad. And it's only in this particular instance where we're saying the leaves no longer have the status of a yad. That's what we're learning over here. Okay? So Zeisim Shekvashan, Bechamis, Rabiyayim, Shodis, Bechamim, Tavim, and Olam, Shodlochem, Tavim, Bechamim, Kolem, Shain, and Olam, Lo Yad, Vleshem, Vleshem, Vim, Nagab, Ham, Tumah, to hoyim azaysim beim nitzmu azaysim olim nitnu azaysim you come to me haolim tarim lefi shloi kivashan es azaysim olim you do not pickle the zaysim olim kedil lechol af es olim or kedil lishma es azaysim shloi yiskalkulu or kedil sheyu yad lezaysim therefore el lemara. Why then did you put the leaves in the container? What's the purpose of doing this? Why did you do this? Kedei sheyu azesim nirim yofe. Okay, that's the only reason why I did. The question is, what do you mean, why not? Why can't the leaves be a shomer, be a yad? Why do we say that the leaves have absolutely no shaychus? Why do the leaves have no value?
No.
The answer is because... The only
now that it went into the bottle.
Why would you put it in the bottle? If you don't want to preserve it for a good purpose, why would you put it in the bottle altogether? The answer is because you want it to look nice. You want someone who comes to look at this container, you want to see, so it's beautiful, it looks so fresh. It has a much nicer tsura when you see the leaves inside the container together with the olives. So therefore, that's why you did it. But you did not do it because you want the leaves to be a yad, you want to be a shomer, you didn't do it for that purpose. Therefore, since you did not do it for that purpose, therefore, in Echanami, now that it's soggy and it's not very powerful, it's not strong, it's going to fall off, it does not have it of a yad, not a shomer, and the only reason why you did this anyway to begin with is because of marva, you want it to look nice. Until now, you're wide awake. Now, also, you start learning, all of a sudden you fall asleep.
Put me right to sleep, like all the everybody else. It's guys in the morning. Oh, the minute you open your mouth, it... like a sleeping pill.
Weiter. Therefore, lefish lo kavashen es azeitim em ha'olim kedei lechol es ha'olim lishmar es azeitim shlo yitzchakul kedei elamar. Kedei sheyu hazeitim nirim yofe. Next. Kishoy shel kishus. What is that? Kishus shel kishus, v'haneid shela tohaira. Okay, here we have a kishus shel kishus. What is this? Kishus, some type of vegetable. The neitz is the very, very top. Okay, kishus shel kishus, se'or, or no. Kishus is like a melon. Kof yud shin vav sof. I don't know what this is. It's some type of fruit, vegetable. And the kishois are the little hairs, the little follicles. V'hanet shalah. The nates is the flower that blossoms on the upper surface of this object. So therefore, this is the kashayis shel kishus. And what else, and innate and shalah, so what does it say in the Mishnah? Kashayis shel kishus v'hanet shalah. There's a se'ar hadak shagadol al kishuim v'hanet shalah v'haperach, the flower shebiraisha tahira. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah here says tahira. She'enu lo yarv lo shomer.
So both pieces, the top is the flower,
the bottom is the hair follicles garnished.
Hair follicles on the whole surface
of this.
How about
creature.
The bottom? Is anything on the bottom? He's saying
the bottom here is the pitum, I guess.
Yeah, but he didn't mention anything about that.
L'chor, that for sure is nothing. Madoch nates is garnished from garnish. L'chor for sure the bottom is going to be nothing of nothing. Rabbi Do Aymer says no kol zman shi lifnei hatagor shakishois lifnei hatagor the merchant haroitze l'machor tameya. The hair follicles, the hanet shalom. Why? The hanet shalom. Since the hatago writes a bikim akishus, the hanet kadesh akishus, the nire tiroya viyafe. It should look fresh, moist, and beautiful. A kadesh lo to skalkel idea mishmush. People touch it, it prevents it from getting ruined through these little hair follicles and the nates. Mishmush idea hakoinim ba. The machlokes over here is he holds that if this thing is in front of the tago, if you take it home, it's in your refrigerator, then in a chanam, he agrees that the hair follicles and the nates are garnished. They do not have a din yad or shomer. But if it's still in the merchant, it's still in the supermarket, it's in blue ribbon, pomegranate, in moishes, mountain fruit, did I leave anything out? Okay, if it's still in front of the store, then the owner, the balabas of the store, wants very much that the nates and these little hairs should remain on the fruit because, number one, it looks much more beautiful, it looks moist and fresh, and number two, it also prevents it from getting dirty when the customers touch the merchandise and they put it back. Don't touch the merchandise. If you're not going to buy it, don't touch it. Don't contaminate. Don't make it dirty. Don't put your dirty hands on the merchandise. Only if you're going to buy it. If you're not going to buy it, don't touch it. So therefore, you want people don't pay attention. They don't follow that rule. Therefore, you want to make clean. That's why these things are enhanced. The fruit, that it should not get dirty. Okay, so in the whole Mishnah. Eschaz the Mishnah. Zeisim, shakevashon bitarfehem, even olive. An olive that you have pickled with the leaves.
An olive branch.
No? Olive branch.
Zeisim.
An olive branch that you have pickled. Pickled either in vinegar, or what are the
options? Tarfem is in a
leaf.
Bottle?
No, the leaf. That means with the leaf. With the leaf. The leaves. The leaves.
Okay.
You pickle the olives with their leaves in a bottle of vinegar or a bottle of yayin.
The leaves are tahar.
The leaves are, what do you mean tahar? It means they're not a yad and not a shomer. Garnish from garnish.
Fish like kivshin.
Why didn't you do it? What do you mean? Why else would I do it? There must be a purpose. Why would I go there? There is no purpose. The only reason is because
to make it look
good. Right, next. Kishush shel kishush. Kishush means the hairs. Hair follicles. Shel kishus,
the melon,
the hanet shalah, the flower, the blossom shalah, tahira. It serves no function, and therefore it's not a yad, not a shomer.
It says
kozman shi lifnei atag. If it's in the store, then people you do not want to touch it. Then tamed. Then in the store, you don't want to touch it, and because you do not want people to touch it, it serves a function in the store. It makes it look beautiful. It makes it look more appealing. The customers are going to purchase it when you have under the hair follicles and nates. Therefore, if it's lifnei atagar, it's going to be a bit of a shomer. It's called a shomer lepri.
Where does it say that here?
That's what it says. Calls manshi lifnei atagar tameya. Tameya. Im nitzma hakishus tameya af hakishus. If the melon is tamei, then the hair is tamei. V'hanetz and nates tamei. V'hayim l'chabach. While shalav atagar and roitze b'kiyum hakishus. He wants the hair and the flower. K'dei shakishus tehei niris tiroi. It should look moist. And the yafe. Oy k'dei shlo teskalk l'shnak edru na'idei mishmosh. Idei hakoinim bo. L'fichach dino kishoymer hapri. It has the status as a shomer. Good. Is it clear?
If it's in the supermarket, it's still All these follicles and stuff are still yad.
Yad. No, not a yad. It's a shomer.
Same thing.
I say yad. You say no, it's not the same thing. Same shomer, thing. No, it's not.
It has the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
It's the same thing. It's metame. It's metame.
Okay, but it's not a yad. It's called a shomer.
All right.
The nafminis. The nafminis. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah base. Mishnah base says, kol ha-gal inim. Hagar inim, seeds.
Yeah.
Okay, this is seed. Hagal inim, metame.
Gar inim.
No, it's not a gar inim. It's a different word. It's called Hagal inin. Hagar inim, mitamoy she'im nitma ha'pri nitmu af hagar inav. If the food becomes tamay, the seeds become tamay. U'mitamoy she'im nago ha'tuma begarin, he mitamoy af ha'pri. V'loy mitstarfais.
What's going on here?
The seeds do not join with the fruit.
The garine haperis.
Okay.
She's saying the garine haperis. Kol agagalin agar.
Here it is. Here it is. Hey, let's hear it explain here. He shows it very clear. Aleph. You have an aleph. In the aleph is what?
Pit.
Is a pit. Over here, you perforated the aleph and you pushed the pit to the halfway outside. See the pit? The pit's ready. The pit is sticking out.
Yeah.
If not for this picture, you have mamash no clue what this Mishnah means. Because the godless of this picture is showing you is that the pit is no longer outside. The pit has penetrated the aleph, either naturally or unnaturally. If not for this picture, you have no clue.
The pit's in the middle of the aleph.
Yeah, right, like in this picture. And now where's the pit in this picture?
Outside.
Why? How to get outside?
Because you took it, you pitted it.
Because in the pit, you pushed whatever, you pushed it, you pushed it.
I can't push it in, it's
you
inside.
Took it, fine, you took a knife.
I'm pushing it out.
Right, you push it out. You took a knife and it's now partially extending from the aleph. You have the olive, the meat, and then you have the pit of the olive, which is partially extended to the outside of the olive.
So?
Shaila, if a sheretz touches the pit,
is it
a yad or shem into the olive? So it says in the Mishnah, yes, it is. It says that the pit is
a yad. It's saying all pits.
All pits.
All pits with Thomas in.
All pits, fine. Call Hagalinim, all pits. Hagalinim, mitamois, im nitma hapri. If the food becomes tummy, the zayt becomes tummy, the pit becomes tummy.
Nitma
afgarinim.
Mitamois,
mitamois, im niga, noga, tumbi. Let's say the tumbi touch the pit. He mitama af asapri. Then the pit will in turn contaminate the fruit. But v'loy mitstarfais. If the aleph is a large aleph, which borders upon the shiur, well, let's say you have many olives together, and you need the pit here to make the shiur of a beitza, so that it can be metame something else, the pit is not part of the calculation. I guess that means even when it's inside,
it's not considered part of the to make it a shiur.
Shiur beitza to be metame something else.
Limits the reference, that's what it says.
In that pre. And look at shiur beitza. Asher beitza shehagarinim, the seeds dinam ki yad v'loy kishomer. It's a yad. A yad is not. That was a man. The nafkamina. I forgot to tell you before. A yad is mitstaref. I'm sorry. A yad
that is not
mitstaref.
Shomer
is mitstaref. Ay.
Do you know the rules?
What?
Don't you know the rules already?
I don't know the rules. Sha'af apisha garin, even though the garin is the seed, tamun besechapri, mikol makoim, kozman sha'a garin besechai, as long as the seed is inside, noyachapri lehiaches, it's easy to hold on to, the enoi mismaicha does not become mushy. When you have a seed inside, then it's easy to hold on to. When there's no seed inside, then it becomes mushy. Mushy, it's not comfortable to hold on to. Bain of Espoys, therefore, Choshev Kiyad. Good? Got it?
Therefore, it's not considered a yad.
Therefore, that's why.
It's a yad or a shame?
Sha'afi Shagarim Mutam Musachapri, you call Makam, he calls Machagam Musaycha, and Noyachapri Lil Yachis, the Ainam Musach, Bain of Espoys, if you could have Choshev Kiyad. It is called a yad. Always called the yad.
Yeah,
he over here is saying over here is, oh, so he's saying in the parentheses, not like what it says in this picture. He says that the seed is not on the outside, the seed is on the inside. You see what he's saying over here? He's Bamish, he's Doich, he's saying over here, he's saying the name of the Teres Yisrael. This picture over here is going according to who? Harik Chazoinish. He always does the Chazoinish as new perushim all the time. He learning over here in the parentheses is that, what are you talking about? How is it called the yad? How is it called the yad?
I'm talking about if it's inside.
It's inside. The answer is because as long as when it's inside, that causes the olive or the fruit to swell, to be full, and it's easy to hold on to. It's easy to hold on to. But if you go and you to extract the seed, then the whole food will be mushy. It's not so easy to hold on to. When it's easy to hold on to, because the seed is there, it makes it, that's a yad. Because what is a yad? A yad is something which you hold on to, and by holding on to this, you hold on to the entire fruit. So here in concept, it's the same exact thing. If we have a fruit, and we have a seed that's coming out of the fruit, and the seed's inside the fruit, the fruit is now b'shlemusay. It makes it easy to hold on to. Oh, ha'gufa. Das is gufa, what a yad is. So that's mamash gevaldik. Over here, he's calling the chazanish a different parish. He's saying, no, that's not true. If it's talking about some talk inside, maybe in a chanami, then it would not be called the yad. Because the chazanish seems to say, he's a yad. You have to mamish, hold on to. You have to hold on to it. And by holding on to it, you're able to hold on to the entire thing. And here, you're not going to be able to do that if it's buried inside. How then, the behechatimsa, where the seed is going to be called the yad, is where it protrudes. Where it protrudes, like you see in this picture. Okay? Vaita, next halacha, galina shel roitev, garin shel tumara lacha, the seed of a moist state, afalpi yoitza, kolema, afalpi shagarin yoitza min hatamra, even though the seed comes out of the date, she'ena mechubah lo yafeh, it's not mechubah yafeh, okay, this galin shall roitev, alpi shayetz, alpha pisha yetza, mitzarefes, garin shall turn a date, lacha, alpi shayetza, klima, alpi shagarin yetza, minatamra, shayn the mukhubulo yofe, mitzarefes. Not only is it a yan shaymer, in this instance, it's also going to be mitzarev, agarin, and apuli shibetza. Why? This case right over here.
What is it? It's not an olive anymore. What is that?
This is a date.
Yeah.
Tomar. Sadik katomar yifrach. A date. Okay? Lachavish mizuklum alpi shayagarin yaitza minamatamatama shayinim chuba lo yafe mitzadefes misaf lagarin and zonapil shir beitza lafishu shaymer lepri. It's a shaymer lepri.
Why is it a shaymer? Let's see. Yad and a shaymer?
Yes. Why? Let's see why. Why? Sheilu hoyu moitzimes agarin mitoichel hoysa tomorrow miskalkeles because it would be damaged. This is the difference between a date and an olive. An olive, if you take out the seed, big deal. No big deal. The world goes on. But a date, if you take out the seed from the date, then the date is niskalkel. It's damaged. Because I guess there must be some nutrients. There's some reason when you take the seed out of the dates, you take the center seed out of the date, some reason the date, very quickly, it decays. It loses its robustness, loses its shlemos, its good mare. So look at this picture over here. Now we have a picture over here. Galina shel retev. Retev is a date. Afalpi sheyotza, even though sheyotza mitzarefes, it's going to be sheyotza. Even if it comes out, let's see if we show here. Here brings Bisar Hapri Lach Varach Vitzach Eshmiras Agarin. Here is the meat of the date. It's moist and wet, and it needs the seed. Agarin Mishamesh Shomer the Bisar Hapri Choisel Krum Hamuklof Savik Agarin. Okay, now this is foreshadowing. Okay, this is foreshadowing, and that's called the Choisel. A Choisel. You want to stop here? You tired? You falling asleep?
No.
And you can keep your eyes open for 5 more minutes.
At all? That's 5 all. Minutes tomorrow?
5 minutes tomorrow.
Chaz,
we didn't first learn the mission over here. Chaz, what's a chaysal?
Chaysal. Chaz, what we learned so far?
Kol ha galinin mitamas. All seeds. Here's a seed.
Yeah.
According to this picture, the seed protrudes.
Right.
So it protrudes, it's now a yad and a shomer.
Both.
It's both. Well, no, it didn't. I'm sorry. No. It's the yad.
That's why you have to chaz, because you don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you very much.
Is that on here? 7 million people heard it? Okay.
Do you think no one's listening? Kol hagalinin mitamos mitamos lo mitzarfos. So here we have a fruit, we have a seed. the seed is going to be called what? It's going to be called a
yad. Yad.
And therefore, it's metamus.
Kol ha-galine metamus.
It's not shomer.
It's not galine shel.
Nu alach, galine shel reitev. Reitev is a nice word of Misha for a date. A tamar.
I thought that reitev was like a soup or something.
No, in this context, it is a date.
Isn't sometimes a reitev a soup?
Not in this case. In this case, galine says shel
tamara. Do you remember it being?
Lacha. Reitev? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Reitev means moisture. In this context, it says that the reitev is even though it's galin.
I think we had the word reitev as some kind of a soup.
Over here it says galin shel tumara.
Yeah.
Tumara is a date. Lacha, a moist date.
Yeah.
Uruyo lamutz, it's roi for sucking.
Yeah.
You can put it to your mouth and you can suck out the juice. Avri shel yoytza klema, avapri shel yoytza min oichel mitzarefes min oichel lufi shehi necheles. It's necheles. Shemoytzeitz oisa, you can suck out machmas retivus due to its retivus, its moisture. So he's saying here in the Rav, a nupshat. Now what it says over here.
We never learn the Rav, so why are you telling me the Rav?
Kahati. And let's see what's over here in this picture book. Let's see over here. Let's see what's over here. Basar pri lach v'rach. The basar, notice there are three different parts. Notice on this picture, there is a date. And around the date, there's this light gray thing. Do you see that band?
That's dry.
That's called the chosol. That is called the chosol. And then outside the chosol, there is an air space. There's open space. And after the chosol comes the bossa. You have to know all the different parts. A tamar has three parts. Okay? A tamar is a tzaddik. Tzaddik ka tamar yifach. Klal Yisrael, we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
Don't start with the Jewish, I'm telling you, right? Don't start.
Okay.
Just learn the pshat. Don't start your own stuff.
Okay, so we have over here the date. The date has three parts. Yeah. The seed, the chosol, and the basar. Three parts. Shaila is how do they, now there's no question that if the basar comes kind of with the sheretz, the basar becomes tameh. Shaila is what is the status of the pit, and what's the status of the chosol?
The chosol is the dry part.
It's the dry part, the bark that goes around the pit. So it says in the Mishnah that if this whole date is moist, then it says over here mitzarefes, it's a shomer. Now he's saying now because of shomer. The Rav says because it's an oichel. And the Mishnah does not discuss. That's what the Rav says. The Rav over here says that it's an oichel. He says, "Roitev garin shel tomorrow, galina shel roitev garin shel tomorrow lacha uruya lomutz." It's an oichel. You can suck out the juice. Afalpi yoytza klema afalpi she yoytza min oichel. Even if it comes out of the stool, like in this picture, you see this? It came out. You sliced off the basar, so now it's sticking out. Like it looks like a microphone over here. A microphone. It comes out. What is the halacha? It's called an oichel. Why? Because you can eat it. You can eat the pit. You can suck out the juice of the pit. In Mela, that's why it's an oichel. It's going to be metame. Now over here in the picture books, let's see what's in the picture. We have Bissar, Hapri, Lach, Verach, Vitzorch, Shmuel, Sagarin. He has another pshat. He right away is saying it's a din shomer. He's saying the reason why the pit is going to become tame is because the pit is a shomer. It's a shomer. You need the pit in order for the basar to maintain its moisture. Hagarin mishamish shomer lebasar hapri. Not like the Rav. Choysol. What's the choysol? It's the krum. It's the membrane. Hamelukof hamelufof sof hagarin. It's the membrane which envelops the seed. Now on the bottom it says over here, galine shel roitev mitzarefes. Kisha hatomar lach, when the tamar is moist, garin hatomar, the seed of the tamar, is shomer al basar hapri shlo yimas, it should not melt, the yifsad and be destroyed. The kevin shekain dinoy kichol shomer shehu mitzdarif. It's a shomer. Okay, this is ham ledin shomer ham hamechasha ledin shomer shem sevrei. What's that word? Hamechasha. I don't know what that word means.
It makes it happen.
But if you want to go learn the halachs, go back into the previous Mishnah. Fine, next. Now let's look in this picture. This picture over here is Nechal Chatzi Minam Tamar. Someone ate up already half of the meat. Chelik Agarin, Shekinegin Oichel, Adayim Meshamesh Shem Eloichel. Af al pi yoitza mitzarefes afilu kishnechal chatzim min atamar. Chelik agarin shekinegin ha'oichel adayim mishamesh shem el oichel mitzaref chelik agarin shemichutz loichel ein shem avol hu yat. Wow. You think of a lot of chiddush. You think of here is that if I have my date, I have the basar, and the basar on top is gone, sliced it away. So this date, the bottom part is serving as a shomer for the basar on the bottom. As long as you have the date over here, that moisture allows the basar on the bottom to be maintained. But the part of the seed that's above the basar is not serving as a shomer. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, even though that part is not a shomer, it's still called yat. It's called yat. Because now that we have removed from the surface the basar, it's going to be yat. Got it? That's what it says. Lefichach, chaysal, let's say shal yivesha, ainim
selectus.